Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. It is Taz of the Moose with you here on this Friday morning. CBS Sports Radio coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Pete across the way, Bogus, with your updates. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS.
Attention hotline fans.
Your number to call, 206 on SiriusXM app as well. And hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, at Taz and the Moose. And we appreciate all the support. Download that podcast each and every day, radio.com, Apple Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcast, we take you 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And we appreciate all the support that you've given our program since we launched January 2nd, 2018, and the download numbers have been terrific. So we thank everyone out there in our listening audience for that, Taz.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes, totally agree. Yeah, the people have been just spectacular.
Spectacular.
Yes. Spectacular. I mean, we're just completely climbing the ladder rapido.
So if you missed hour number one, we spent a lot of hour number one talking a little bit about Zion Williamson, his return for the Duke Blue Devils last night in the ACC tournament as the Dukies beat the Syracuse Orange 84-72 the final, and Zion was spectacular. He was 13 for 13 from the floor, finished with 29 points and 14 rebounds. He was just off the charts good for Duke, and the celebration in Cleveland does continue for the Browns as John Dorsey addressed the acquisition of Odell Beckham Jr. from the Giants, who went on Instagram yesterday, Taz. I think it was very, very classy in thanking the Giant fans.
Yep.
For his time in New York, and certainly, you know, gave you the impression that he's going to miss being in New York, being with the Giants. But I'm sure he's excited about playing with one of his best friends and his best friend in the National Football League, and that being Juice Landry with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, the former coach of the S2 is going to be playing under him.
Adam Henry,
right? So, yeah, definitely classy by Beckham for sure to put that out on the social media. Towards the New York Giant faithful, for sure, definitely. I mean, yeah, I would think most Giant fans will miss him immensely. Yeah, at times he was quite a bit of a headache, but you know what? Those spectacular plays, you're not going to see it anymore in the Big Blue. It's not happening.
No, it's not. It's going to be happening now for the Cleveland Browns. And you know, you look at that kind of a playmaker and that kind of an acquisition, Taz, for the Browns. That's just off the charts. And you know, the Jets also acquired a big-time player in Le'Veon Bell, who seems to be very, very happy with his contract, even though he's getting criticized left and right for sitting out the year and not getting the deal that he was probably looking for from you know, a lot of the decision-makers or a lot of those that cover the NFL on a day-in, day-out basis, because the marketplace was just not there. Let's hear from Le'Veon Bell himself. This is courtesy of Jets.com on where he is physically after sitting out a year.
Like, this is, like, the best my body's ever felt, you know? Like, when I started training in December, it don't take me as long to get warmed up, you know, because, you know, my joints and my knees and my ankles and, you know, my feet just kind of feel rested, you know? Everything just literally, like, it reset it, you know? So, usually when you have a football season, you take the off season, then the season comes back up. You're still recovering from the last season, you know? I literally took a whole season off, and my body literally recovered all the way, you know? So I've been itching to get back on the field, you know, and I'm just ready. You know, the way I feel right now, I feel great.
You know, the only thing I can say,
he's going to be spectacular.
Yes, he's going to be great for the Jets, and it's going to. I this is the only thing, and I can completely agree with him. Everything he's saying about his joints are rested, his body's rested, you know, and I agree with all that. My only thing, like I said the other day on our show here, Moose, like, is he's got to get that callus back up on his body to take hits to his body.
Yes, for sure.
And that'll happen. I've got a funny feeling. I just my opinion, it might sound crazy. I could be wrong on this, but I'm just going to say it anyway. The preseason, all those preseason games, I think he's going to get more reps running the ball than people would think. I think they need to get his body. He probably knows he needs to get his body back.
Acclimated to taking hits.
Taking hits to his body. And I think it'll come to him quick. I do think preseason, you got to let him play a little more, in my opinion. Because in practice, you know, these NFL teams don't hit like they used to. Look, Bell's 27 years old. He's not exactly an old man. Okay, he's young. And he did take a year off. So, you know, and I know, look, we've talked a lot about it. I mean, like, that he's not getting the deal that he thought he'd get, 4 years, $52 million and a half, whatever it is. You know, I agree with you, Moose. He is going to be spectacular. The Jets are, the fan base is loving this. And getting on defensively, well, you're getting C.J. Mosley, too. It's like unbelievable.
Well, I mean, and tell me a playmaker the Jets have had in the uniform offensively, Taz, that has been as good as him in recent memory.
Well, his idol was the one of the last. Curtis Martin was
right.
Great.
I mean, we're going back a
while. That was years ago.
Right.
I know.
I mean, you're right. Curtis Martin, you look at, it was spectacular when he came over from the Patriots. It was that bell cow running back. He was great.
He was great. And they had, and you remember this, they had a guy named Lamont Jordan playing right behind him.
Yep.
Okay, who was great, not getting as many runs, touches, but they had a great...
It was a good duo.
A good duo.
Right, but if you think about the level that we're talking about, Curtis Martin's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, Le'Veon
Bell,
yeah.
If we're looking at the caliber of player Bell is, you know, what he does for this offense and what he could do for Sam Darnold. Got to remember, you know, last 2 years as a running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Taz, he averaged nearly 130 yards per game of total offense, catching and running the football.
Right.
He's a... You know, he had over 1,900 yards of, I believe, of total offense his final year as a Pittsburgh Steeler. He's a remarkable talent. Now, someone brought this up. It's not the same offensive line. The Steelers' offensive line is not coming to New York. Jets' offensive line
Good
is
point.
Not where the Steelers' offensive line is. So Le'Veon Bell's got to learn from that. Just as you mentioned, Le'Veon Bell's got to take some hits. They've got to realize what kind of running back they have. And make sure that their ground game and make sure the guys up front are doing what they need to do to give Bell the openings that he needs.
No, and that's a great point in comparing the Steelers' O-line to the Jets' O-line. Yeah, for sure. They got to fix something there. But look, at the end of the day, and you said it about how he is out of the backfield, you know, and we talked about this, you know, a couple of days now, you know, Bell is just not just tremendous at running the ball, but he is a legitimate threat. As a receiver,
you can line him up out wide.
At wide, slot, whatever, a wing, anything. And this guy he runs the you know patterns tremendously and gets open tremendously. So, and his hands are great as far as catching the ball. Yeah, man, him and the young quarterback, Sam Darnold, if they get some kind of a cohesiveness, which I'm assuming they're working on right as we speak, they're going to be deadly. That offense is going to be strong, man. This guy is going to be a big star in New York. I really believe that.
Now, we got into a pretty good debate a couple days ago on this show about Anthony Barr, as he is now back with the Minnesota Vikings
yes.
after agreeing to a deal with the Jets before the official signing period opened at Wednesday at 4 o'clock and then decided to go back to Minnesota after that because he didn't want to leave the Vikings. Here's Barr on why he didn't choose the Jets.
Monday, I thought Monday was going to be a fun day. Monday was one of the worst days of my life, really. It was trying to figure everything out. I was on the phone all day with my agent, my mom, just going back and forth, calling friends, teammates. It was a crazy day, and I just followed my heart. You know, I did what I wanted to do at the end of the day. And I'm happy with it. And I feel so much better than I did, 72 hours ago.
Well, I mean, that's fine. But, I mean, if you had no intention of leaving Minnesota, you should never have told the Jets what you told the Jets. That's the point we got the other day.
Right,
this wasn't
right.
a family deal. This wasn't anything. If you really, truly felt in your heart, and number one is, I mean, you should be excited when you hit free agency, right? And if you're that torn, then you shouldn't leave. I mean, if you love a place that much, as he is telling you that he does, Taz, and you know, because sometimes too much information is no good. When you're calling everybody, as he gave you the indication he was, teammates, friends, family, talking over with everybody about, you know, what you should do, deep down you know. And ultimately, he basically told you he didn't want to leave Minnesota.
Well, you know, first off, like, he's got a... He's doing his due diligence, him and his agent. You know, once he's hitting a free agent deal, he's got to shop the market, right? His guy's got to shop, so he's got to see that. That's just good business. I don't know. I mean, we heard what he said. You're right. I get what you're saying, but I still don't feel I still stand by what I said in our debate the other day, and I'm sure you stand by what you said the other day, and I understand that, and that's fine. We're going to have to agree to disagree on this. I don't have as big as a problem as you did him doing what he did, and that's fine. I feel like he did not sign a contract. I understand he agreed verbally.
Yeah, I mean, I think a word means something.
I know, but it does. But it's, you know, it's a big-time decision that you have to make in your life, The guy, I don't think he's going to see. He's 26 years old. He's not going to sit there and tell you he's perfect at making decisions, you know. And of course, he's very happy. He's playing at a place that plays him, that loves him, and he's got a 5-year deal that's north of $67 million.
Yeah, the Jets offered him more money.
Right, right. But you know, I mean, so he.
No, he could do whatever he wants to do. I'm not telling you have to sign with the Jets.
You can do whatever you want to do,
but you could also tell your agent, I have no interest in leaving Minnesota. We need to also find a team that we can use as leverage to get as much money as we can from the Minnesota Vikings. You know, Mark Teixeira, when he hit free agency, he was being represented by Scott Boras. Eventually, when he signed with the Yankees, he's told Scott Boras, there's one team I want to sign with. I want to be a Yankee.
Right. Well,
my point being is that, you know, you're 26 years old. I get that. But right is right that you don't, if you had no intention, and we got into this before.
Yeah.
I think there was no extenuating circumstances. There was nothing. He just ultimately felt more comfortable with the Minnesota Vikings. And he told another team that he was taking their contract, he was going to sign with them when Wednesday at 4 o'clock came. And I just got a problem with that because I do think a word means something. For Anthony Barr, he's happy. The Jets moved on. But Minnesota's moving on. He's moving on with his life. It's not going to be the last team to do that.
Right. No, you're right about that. Let me ask you a question. And I get what you're saying about, and I talked about years ago in my situation, I was in a similar situation. I gave my word before I signed a contract. I said, you know what? I changed my mind. And I'm going this route now. And this was when I was wrestling. I was probably maybe 28 years old, something like that, maybe somewhere around the same age as him. The thing is, like, I feel like when you have big decisions to make and certain people want your services and there's a lot of money at stake I can't hold it against a guy that changes his mind before he signs the contract.
There is a discernible difference between the two. People could change their mind. The Jets looked at Anthony Barr as checking off a need. And when he agreed to the deal with them, there were other guys that they could have went after that they had already felt like they felt their filled their need
and
with Anthony
lost.
Barr.
Yeah, yeah.
And those guys signed someplace else.
Right, they lost those guys. Yeah, well,
that is screwing over an organization in two ways.
Well,
because not only do you lose the player, but in essence, Taz, in that time frame, when that player had told you that he was going to sign with your team, other guys had signed with some other team.
I know, but Moose,
it's
messed up. But that's wrong. Hold on, that's the risk of business.
That's the risk that comes along with working
on contracts. It really is.
No, giving someone your word and telling them, we're going to disagree on this. Giving someone your word when you agree to it. And now he feels more comfortable. That's fine. Doesn't mean I have to respect Anthony Barr. I think it's a terrible look. I think when you give someone your word, you're going to do something. You're doing something.
I need to defend myself though on one thing. We're gonna disagree on it. We know that, and that's fine. And we're going to move on. But I just want people to understand because I'm not someone that doesn't keep my word or I don't.
I'm not talking about you, but
I want to make sure that's clear because it comes off like. The way you're wording it, like, well, I believe Taz, you got to keep your word when you give it, and you and I disagree, but I agree with that. You got to keep your word, but in this situation, the guy didn't sign the deal. I understand everything you're saying.
Well,
a lot of people are pissed at him, and I understand why people are upset with him. I do.
Every right to be, but I mean, when you clearly not tell the Jets you're signing with them and look at that offer and say, I have to think about it for the night and then go back to Minnesota if that's really what you ultimately wanted to do. There's a way of handling that situation without telling somebody, I am going to do this.
Yeah, well,
And then the next day, waking up, I am not doing this, right. I am doing that.
I can't disagree with you on what you said about.
There's good business and bad business.
I can't disagree that you say to the Jets, let me sleep on it. And who knows? Maybe they said that, and the Jets like, well, we need an answer because we're trying to go after other guys. We don't know that, right? Well, if the Jets said that, the Jets are right.
Well, so, but, and if he
if
said,
they said that.
But if they said that, then he says, okay, I'm not comfortable then. And well, the Jets
that's
are still
easier said than done.
No, I get it. I understand that. But the Minnesota Vikings bucked up.
Well, they knew they
he went back to Minnesota and said, "I want to be a Viking," and they gave him the money.
Right.
It was very, very close financially to what the Jets were offering.
Right.
After the initial reports out of Minnesota saying they didn't have the money, ultimately they found the money that he was looking for.
Yeah, like I said the other day, man, I don't have a, if I feel like a player used the organization before he signed his deal for leverage towards something else, I don't have a big problem with that because management, teams, front offices do that in pro sports constantly. They use players and they play players. And we talked about this too the other day, so we don't have to get that either again.
No. But using a team as leverage when you know the offer is out there is different than telling a team, "I'm going to sign with you."
Well,
there is a difference.
There is a difference.
There is a.
But Moussa, the guy just slept on it. It's like, you know what?
He didn't sleep on it. Ultimately, right after he told the Jets and hung up the phone that he was going to sign with the Jets, ultimately, he had buyer's remorse instantaneously.
What I'm saying, I'm using sleep on it as a figure of speech. What I mean is, I was watching it too, and I saw it in real time and how fast it was happening. The thing is, and it shocked everybody. But listen, again, if a guy is making that kind of a decision, and then he decides, you know what, I shouldn't have did this. I made a mistake. I didn't sign the contract yet. Listen, his family, I guarantee you, his family and his loved ones, and forget about his agent, his family, the people who love him the most, I promise you, he went to them and was like, "I don't know what to do. I don't want to play for the Jets. I don't want to do
don't
this.
Don't tell the team you want to sign with them.
Just hear me out. Just hear me out. You're a dad. You're a proud dad. You're a great dad. Put yourself in that position. If the kid comes to you, he's 26, he's fixing to make millions upon millions of dollars, he's a great player, and he says, "Dad, you know what? I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to the Jets. I can't commit to this. I shouldn't have this." What are you going to say to him, Moose?
Well, I'm going to say you honor your word. You told the team
that's what you're going to tell him.
Yeah,
you're going to tell him you should be a Jet.
I
that's what you're going
to
tell him.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him you honor your. Okay. Does your word mean anything?
All right.
Does your word mean anything?
No. Listen, hold on. I'm just telling you.
Does your word mean anything,
Moose? It's easy to say right now. When your kids are little, when you're in that position, I got a feeling it would be a little more difficult. Because I'm just telling you, Moose.
Jets offered him more money,
and it's obviously he didn't care about the money.
I'd be like this: why did you tell him then that? Why did you tell if you didn't want to go to the Jets? Why did you tell him you'd sign there,
Moose? Not everything is black and white.
Well, in this situation, it is.
No, it's not.
This is
someone's life where he's going to decide to play football at a place.
He's not going to Antarctica.
Moose, I'm telling you, as a parent to parent, as a dad to dad,
we agree to disagree.
We can, but I'm letting you know that is the parent of an older kid. That I'm just who had to make some serious decisions and change his minds on some things. I'm letting you know. Yeah, you would say to your kid, and I believe you. Well, wait, what's your word mean? You're not going to. I don't want to say you. I strongly doubt most parents are going to force their kid.
I'm not going to. No.
You're not going to force your kid, right?
Hold on a second. He's 26 years of age. He's getting paid. The Jets are going to pay him $14.5 million a year. This is not a forced job.
Moose, you keep bringing up the facts of the contract.
Because that's not
what the conversation is.
But my question is then why? I'll answer this way.
Thank you.
Why would you tell a team you'd sign there then?
He probably at that time thought about it and wanted to do it. I can't speak for the kid.
Well,
and then he changed his mind.
If you had instantaneously, but how do you agree? Taz, you know this. Everyone knows this. There's a little person in your. There's you have the inner dialogue. Either you're comfortable with something or you're not. You know it. Deep down, you know it.
Right. Well, maybe I have.
We all have it.
Maybe I have.
You know it. I mean, Anthony Barr obviously was not comfortable. My biggest issue is don't tell the team you're willing to sign there. You want to use the Jets or another organization as leverage? Well, I've got no issue with it. I really don't. You want to take their offer and go to another team and say, this is what I'm getting offered here. I want to sign here. Can you get me close to this money?
Right.
I've got no issue with that.
I know, but you
tell a team I'm going to sign with you and then decide not to, I've got an issue
with that. This is not about the money. This is not. This particular situation with this kid Barr is not about the money because he went and got less money. So like I said the other day, maybe I have a little bit more. I feel for the guy because I've been in this position and I did what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, so maybe that's why. And I got to tell you, like, I still have no, I don't want to say I have no regret. I felt bad about it. And, you know, that I said, yeah, no, but I changed my mind on a deal.
But
you know?
It, like I mentioned before, it's not exactly the same because of the fact that the Jets let other guys go that they were chatting with to fill that need because they thought they had filled that need.
Well, yeah, I understand, but that's business. That's the risk of business moves. That really not when
somebody not when somebody tells you they're going to come to you.
I understand that, but look, that's why there's contracts. That's why the illegal tampering.
How many other guys did that?
Moose,
tell me the team that's backed out of a deal.
I'm not going to get into this with you. I'm not going to say the answer questions that have the answers that you want. You're answering me these questions. You're right. I know that.
No other team backs out of deals.
Okay, well then. I asked you a question before.
I could have buyer's remorse.
You're not answering my question.
About what? About
If Anthony Barr was your son.
I believe that if you tell somebody you're going to do something, you do it.
You're not answering it, though. If Anthony Barr was your son, I would say
you made a commitment to the Jets.
And you're going to tell him,
I want to talk this out. Let's go through the list. Why did you make the decision?
Right, okay.
Why did you tell the Jets you wanted to go there? Well, I want to do this, and this. Well, I would trust what you initially said. I would go to the Jets.
And I believe you would say all those things. But at the end of the day, like most loving, good parents, you're going to support and trust your kids. You're going to support and trust your kid. What's that?
Of course I'm going to trust and support my children.
So you're going to support.
But this is not a father-son relationship.
No. But I'm talking about as whoever his loved ones are that he's leaning on for advice. I'm telling you that they probably said, listen, son, you did not sign the deal yet. If you're that unhappy before you play one down for this team and put that helmet on with that green and white logo, you can't go into a deal that you're not happy about. The kid made a mistake. Well, it's that simple. What do we got to hang him out to dry for?
Well, because
he changed his mind.
He didn't live up to his word. But it's more than that. That's bad business.
Listen,
that is bad, Taz.
No
one is
saying it's perfect. No, I'm not saying it's bad business.
Family support, mother, father, aunt, uncle. You know, him being happy.
Why'd you have to bring this up again?
No. I brought it up because we had the comments of Anthony Barr. This was not extenuating circumstances. He got cold feet. He told the team that he wanted to go there, and then he got cold feet. There was no family. There was nothing. He got cold feet.
And that's your opinion, and that's fine.
He basically said it.
Well, he's saying what he's got to say to make everything look right and to move on.
He's not lying.
I don't know
now
the guy's situation. I'm not saying he's lying, but I'm just telling you, not everything is black or white and in a box. There are a lot of things that happen in business
in this scenario,
with these guys.
Scenario, before you make that decision, are you sure? I got to ask you something. Are you sure?
Well,
is this what you're,
someone
is this what,
probably had to ask that question. Yeah.
Is this what you ultimately want to do?
Right. Well, no.
Before you tell somebody you're going to do something, ultimately you got to do that. That's the problem. And I get other guys have done it. I get other guys have backed out of deals.
I'm just saying people change their minds.
I understand that.
And it does happen.
Listen, it does.
You have that
teams
short
don't do
window.
It.
You have so what? You have that short window Moose, you have that short window.
I'd kill a team for doing it.
Okay. You can kill a team all you want. You can kill a player all you want.
Okay, what about if all of a sudden Eli Manning got cut? Right. Earlier this week.
Well,
after
pay
Nick
$5
Foles,
million on
after
Sunday
Nick
for
Foles
something.
Had come to an agreement, and Coughlin goes, no, I don't want Foles. I want Eli. And they go to Nick Foles and say, we're backing out of the four-year, $88 million deal.
No, I said this the other day, Moose, when I brought up the Beckham thing with the receiver Perriman, with Perriman, who then wanted out and went to Tampa Bay because, hey, he didn't know they were bringing Beckham in. So I'm not saying the teams would cut a player. I agree with you on that. I'm just saying there's a short window that players have before they sign their deal to have leverage. He used his leverage.
Use the team as leverage without telling the team you're going there.
Well, you can do that. That's been done. He obviously made a little bit of a mistake in regards to that.
That's a mistake.
All right, no problem. I wish you wouldn't have brought it up, but it's okay.
No, it's a good conversation. Taz Moose.
No problem.
Friday morning. We'll get into, what do you want to chat about today? How about the Browns?
I want to talk about that. I got an auto reply from Adam Beckham. That's what I want to talk about.
Well, that doesn't count.
No, I mean, that's annoying. I'm being sarcastic.
He's not going to respond. I want to see where the poll numbers are as well.
Yeah,
Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Just got a tweet. Thank you to Bradley King, who tweeted us saying, damn, Moose, take a pill.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Happy Friday.
That would have been a good social media update. I don't know why we didn't go that route.
Thanks for the response. Appreciate it. And a good morning. 855-212-4227 is your number to call.
Give a poll update later, Moose.
We will have a poll update. We'll get a Bloom email update as well.
There's an email in general update.
There is.
A lot to cover later.
Yes, a lot to get into. Yes. No question about it. No question about it. Bogus is in the house.
Wow.
Yeah. What's up, Andrew?
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, hey.
Wow. This report is sponsored by NFL Network. Every weeknight, NFL Network's experts get you ready for the draft. Everything you need to know about the class of 2019, all leading up to the first pick. Path to the Draft premieres March 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern, live on NFL Network. Zion Williamson back last night for Duke wearing a different kind of Nike sneaker after missing nearly six full games with that sprained knee. He wasted no time showing that knee just fine.
Cross court, it's Boeheim in on Reddish. The longer player forced the pass, and now a steal by Zion. And a run out, and a right-handed rack attack that sends his place into a frenzy.
David Shumate from Learfield IMG College. That steal and dunk just over 2 minutes into last night's ACC quarterfinal. Zion hit all 13 shots he took last night, finishing with 29 points, plus 14 rebounds, 5 steals, and 2 assists in an 84-72 win over Syracuse. North Carolina took care of Louisville 83-70, setting up a semifinal meeting with those Blue Devils tonight. Not only did Texas fail to get a resume-boosting win over Kansas last night, but stud freshman Jackson Hayes hurt his left knee in the final minutes of a 65-57 loss in the Big 12 quarters. All head coach Shaka Smart would say post-game is that Hayes was in a lot of pain. He is a projected lottery pick in June. Off the floor, Buffalo giving head coach Nate Oates a 5-year extension through 2024. His Bulls about to be in their third Big Dan since he took the job in 2015. To the NBA, we've already heard Nikola Jokic's game winner in Denver. Now it's Wes Matthews in Indy.
Bogdanovic, center of the floor. Looks like he's going to go one-on-one with George. Spins to the left hand. Off a Turner screen. Left wing jump shot way off. Up and in! Matthews with a weak side rebound. Grabbed it and kissed it off the right hand glass.
With 1.8 seconds to go, that was Mark Boyle on Pacers Radio. Indy topped OKC 108-106 after trailing by 19 in the third quarter. Jokic scored at the buzzer in Denver to drag the Nuggets past the Mavs 199. Kyrie Irving, 32 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. In the Celtics' 126-120 victory over the Kings, they led by 17 in the first half. The Raptors beat the Lakers 111-98, and the Magic ran over the Cavs 120-91. Orlando now a game and a half behind Miami for eighth. The New Orleans Saints have re-signed backup QB Teddy Bridgewater. The Giants guaranteeing Golden Tate $23 million for 4 years to replace Odell Beckham Jr., and the Panthers releasing veteran tackle Ryan Khalil. Keegan Bradley and Tommy Fleetwood share the lead at 7-under after round one of the Players' Championship. Tiger Woods a 2-under 70 yesterday. He has a morning tee time today. And on ice last night, Arizona routed Anaheim 6-1, while Minnesota lost to Dallas 4-1. The Coyotes now lead the Wild by 3 points for the final playoff spot in the West.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Zach. Great to see you.
Okay. Take care. Okay, buddy. We'll see you soon. Oh, by the way. No, there's no by the way. No wows. Go ahead, Andrew. You'll be back. You're in the show, one whole show.
So
we got a social media update, by the way.
Okay.
You want this social media? We have one later, too. This is from maybe the best name ever. Sticky McChickens.
Oh, nice.
Taz, spot on. Moose just cold-hearted. Act like he never changed his mind before. And he used an emoji of like a little clown face. And when he said you're cold-hearted, he put like a little happy face.
Well, like I like
Sticky
said,
McChickens.
No,
great name.
You could change your mind. That's not the point. Thank you, Sticky, for the response on social media. Appreciate that.
Yes.
And have yourself a wonderful Friday.
Happy Friday, and Sticky.
Good weekend with all of your life-changing decisions.
You're too much. Cold-hearted, that's the new thing. Moose is cold-hearted.
Out to Cleveland we go. How about the Browns fans, Taz?
Oh,
take a listen to this.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home, and he's yelling and screaming and, like, flailing his arms.
We got Odell!
We got no deal.
So, to give you a little bit more of a feel of what transpired. So, Cleveland suburb, right? Woman with her young, I think, children or child, getting in or out of her car. A Browns fan is running in the neighborhood, flailing his hands, and she got worried, gets in the car, calls 911. The police show up. The individual's still running around, flailing his hands, and the cops go up to the individual and say, you know, he goes, "What is everything okay?" He goes, "Yeah, the Browns just got Odell Beckham Jr." And he goes, "Oh, really?" Cops didn't know that. Went up to the woman who called the authorities, asked her, "Are you a sports fan?" She said, "A Browns fan." Said, "No."
Oh.
Well, the young man is excited because the Browns just acquired Odell Beckham Jr. And she said, "Oh."
She's like, "Okay, great, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye bye." Listen. I didn't know about it. I saw yesterday you retweeted this.
I did.
And that's when I saw it, and then I watched it again. I'm like, wow, it's hysterical.
It is hysterical.
Oh, my God.
And then you see they did a report out in Cleveland, one of the television stations. I don't know what affiliate it was, but I'm sure they all did in some way, shape, or form. But I retweeted this one out. Pat Leonard, who covers the Giants for the New York Daily News, tweeted out yesterday, Taz. And it's the funniest thing you'll ever see, because you see these stories on the news all the time, and none of them make you depressed or scared or whatever. This one just makes you laugh. That's where the Brown fan is. And you mentioned, we talked about it earlier, and this just hammers home the point. John Dorsey is basking in the glow of getting an unbelievable player.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
You look at Dave Gettleman, basically he's ducking for cover and doesn't want to talk to the media. You got fans in Cleveland, or at least one, that's running through the streets so excited that his team just got Odell Beckham Jr.
Literally running through the streets.
Literally running through the streets, screaming, flailing his hands to where he's scaring neighbors, and they're calling the authorities.
911, what is your emergency?
And meanwhile, Giant fans are punching holes in walls.
That is the best
that's what's
report
happened with Giant
ever.
Fans. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
That's the beauty of sports. You need more of this.
We got
sport.
Odell.
We got Odell.
We got Odell.
We got Oliver.
We got Odell.
This is why you got to love sports. Because it is so much other depressing, real stuff in the real world.
Yeah.
Let sports take you away. Let it take you away.
I love sports.
Seriously. And this guy in Cleveland, he's a little wacky. But you know what? It's great.
And they interviewed him. He's a little wacky,
too. Yeah,
he's
a little wacky. It's okay.
But he's like, the officer said, "All right, have a good day."
Imagine that guy going to a Giant game right now. The Giant fans would look at him like they'd lick their lips like, come here.
But listen, I can understand. You're when you're young. Right. You're
Giant fans want us pounce right now, bro. Right. They do.
Honestly, I might have done the same thing. If I was not a sports fan, I had no idea. And I'm like with my son Gregory trying to get into the car, and someone's running through the streets, flailing their hands, screaming. Yeah, I might be a little worried about, you know, what's going on.
You take your shoe off, you beat his ass with it. That's what you do.
Right. Tell
you that right now.
Yelling, screaming, flailing his arms.
We got Odell.
911 emergency. Hello.
911. What is your emergency?
We got Odell.
There's nothing funny about 911 emergencies, but that's funny.
That is hilarious. That is the best.
The best part is,
starving the Browns fans are, by the way.
The police officers, when they go to this lady, say, "Listen, are you a Browns fan?" She's like, "No."
Hello.
They must have been like, "What? Why? This is Cleveland. Why are you not a Browns fan?" But anyway, so she had no idea probably who Odell Beckham was.
No.
Oh, my God. She might be the only one in the great city of Cleveland who doesn't know who Odell Beckham is.
And that clearly answers the question that we had earlier in the discussion. Browns or Cavs? Now, the city of Cleveland celebrated when LeBron came back. But look at that with their acquisition of Odell Beckham Jr. And we both know, if the Browns ever won a Super Bowl, you know, they might put that, as you said, they might put the city under the lake.
Right. That's true. They're going to party so much, the mistake by the lake will drop. Dorsey, the GM of the Browns, he ought to get a hold of this young man, this fan, and do something with him.
Oh.
Have him do something. Like,
you should have him meet Odell.
sing the national. Well, Odell would be like, "Yo, man, I have to beat this kid."
Odell would pump it out on social media and be like, "Yeah, Gettleman, eat it."
No, but I mean, like, maybe have the kid sing the national anthem. Or like do like a, you know, something. Do something. Maybe not the national anthem.
I don't think we want to have him sing the national anthem.
We got
We come back. We get a little clarity. Would the Lakers actually trade LeBron or think about trading LeBron? We'll get into that next. It's Taz and Moose on this Friday morning. It's the best thing ever. It really is. We'll have our social media team retweet it. Or did they yesterday? I think they might have already. Cool. Yes. Oh, you just did. Mike's all over it. To Sticky McChickens, good morning.
Sticky Jones.
That's it. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
College hoops are front and center during Conference Championship Week, and we're talking about the games here on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. And the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. And two of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world put their perfect records on the line, Taz. Spence Jr. versus Garcia tomorrow, 9 Eastern, Saturday night, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view. Order now. Spence Jr. and Garcia, pay-per-view, Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific. So, as the Lakers continue to try and smoke out a mole, right, who did it? Right, who leaked their interest in Anthony Davis? Who was the one who did it? As you know, as the Pelicans blame the Lakers blame the Pelicans. You have Jeannie Buss saying that their interest in Anthony Davis was fake news, right? Now, the story gets furthered a little bit more, Taz, and that is that the Lakers owner, Jeannie Buss, blamed LeBron and Anthony Davis's agent, Rich Paul, for leaking the package and the interest, even though she said weeks ago that they were never really interested and there was no package offered to the New Orleans Pelicans as she tried to do something there, which made little to no sense. Now,
she
at least
shouldn't have said any of that stuff.
Right. At least she backed off of that, Taz. Now she's putting the blame on Rich Paul, and Rich Paul is denying it. But the blame so much where reportedly she actually thought she was so upset at Rich Paul that she thought about the idea of potentially trading LeBron James.
Well, I got to tell you the truth. If your heart, it sounds crazy. I know that. But you almost can't blame the lady. I mean, she's the owner. She's embarrassed. Her team's a laughing stock. They're losing. She's frustrated. She knows the power LeBron has. She knows that Rich Paul, LeBron's agent, is not just going to go into business for himself and say what he wants. She knows that LeBron is controlling what that guy says. Okay, and that he also represents Anthony Davis. So I got to tell you, as crazy as it sounds, you might disagree, but I don't disagree with Jeannie Buss.
I can understand the emotion.
I'd be pissed, too.
I'd be upset. Now you've got young players on that team that are not fully committed. You've got a complete utter mess. LeBron is another year older. Now there are a lot of people that believe that superstars don't necessarily want to play with LeBron James either because they don't want to play second fiddle to LeBron, right? So you've got that too. But I've got a complete utter mess of a franchise that I've got to get cleaned up. I can understand her thinking about that, but thinking about it and doing it are two different things.
Yeah,
I mean, do you think if you see this story and you're another GM in the NBA, do you call the Lakers and see if LeBron's actually available? Do you think the Lakers would actually? Because we laughed. I did it anyway, Taz. I forget exactly how you responded. I think we both did. When Jeff Van Gundy went on, was doing a game with Mark Jackson. I think they were on ABC, right?
Yeah, and threw it out there.
And threw it out there about the Lakers trading LeBron James. Like, what are you, insane? And Mark Jackson's like, what are you, crazy? They're not trading LeBron James. That's not happening, right? What are you doing? They're not going to do that.
Right,
now you
get
this story that comes out there. And maybe Van Gundy had heard that Buss was ticked off at Paul and had conversations. Maybe he had heard that. Somebody kind of whispered that into his ear. But if you're one of these GMs, would you ever call the Lakers and say, well, you know what? We know your owner is bothered by Paul and LeBron. Would you ever trade the king?
I tell you, what does it hurt? As long as it's not going to get out, it doesn't hurt. If you can try and work something out and bring him in or whatever and cover it, whatever it is financially, whatever the heck it would be, if you got a chance to get the, you know, LeBron James, I mean, why wouldn't you try?
Do you think the Lakers would ever actually trade him?
I don't know.
Do you think the Lakers might, after everything? You think after 1 year?
Dude, we're sitting here and we're going on and on earlier and yesterday about Beckham being traded from the Giants. I just didn't think that would happen. So I understand it's LeBron James, but that's Beckham. I'm just saying, I think in this day and age, especially with LeBron, that they're not winning and there's just been nothing but problems there.
A lot of drama.
And and he in the postseason is going to be doing, you know, pre- and post-game shows on TNT or something like that, or the NBA Network or whatever. You know, probably. You know, I'm just saying he's not playing in the postseason. And,
no.
And who would have thunk that? That's what I mean. So I don't know, man. I think that if she's getting that out there some way, somehow, if that's leaking out, that crossed her mind to trade him. I don't know, man. Stranger things have happened.
Right, and I think you nailed it because the fact that this story gets out there. So what purpose does that serve? See, that's where I kind of look at it where I say, okay, why is this story out there?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why? Because that is something, that's inner dialogue. That's something that Jeannie Buss was thinking about.
Right, right.
So you think about a lot of things. I think about a lot of things.
Right,
we all think about stuff during the course of the day. 90% of that stuff isn't up for public debate and conjecture. No, I mean,
you're not
saying everything that's on your mind. There are things that run through your mind.
Here I do everything.
But you know what I mean. My point being is, so this is something she was thinking about, Taz.
Yeah, yeah.
This gets out for a reason.
Yeah.
What reason is this put out there for?
Well, that I know it's a rhetorical question, unless she's just floating out there. But more importantly, this is where the conversation gets even deeper. Just imagine the king right now. Because I promise you, on TV and the radio, we're not the only people talking about this right now, okay? And it's on the internet, okay? People see it out there. Imagine LeBron. You know, with his ego, when you're called the king, he calls himself the best player in the world and all this jazz, you know he is pissed off about this. How dare you? In his mind, he's probably saying, how dare you even let it cross your mind that you would even think of trading me. How dare you?
And that he might be thinking about that, Taz, but she's probably thinking to herself, this is not your franchise.
Right.
This
he thinks it is, that's the problem.
And that's the message being sent to LeBron and his agent. Knock it off. This is not Miami. Right. This is not Cleveland. This is, we've had Kareem. We've had Kobe. We've had Shaq. We've had Worthy. We've had Jerry West. We've had, we've had unbelievable Chamberlain. I mean, you go down the list, star of stars have played for this franchise. We have a rich history here. You know, this is not going to be a case of you're going to run this franchise as you see fit. This is my franchise. I own this team.
Dude, I'm telling you.
And that's, because Taz, I think that's clearly got to be the main, that's got to be something to his agent, Rich Paul, who is a player. We all understand it's a player's league, Taz. But isn't that put out there by her, basically send a shot across the bow, knock the crap off?
Definitely. The thing is with LeBron,
and maybe he doesn't react kindly to it.
But this isn't Cleveland. My gut tells me he's not going to react. I feel like something's either going to come out somehow on his social media. He's going to make a statement. Maybe something kind of like a cryptic type of feel.
Well, clearly it's been a disaster year one.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying he is not going to take this. He's not taking this lightly.
You're probably right. No, I don't disagree with that. You're probably right about that. But I still, even with all that and emotion running high and as big of a disaster as this season has been, Taz, I still have an impossible time envisioning them pulling the trigger and ever trading him.
God, I hope they do. It'd be great. Go to your Knicks.
That's it. Right. Let me get away from the drama in LA.
That's a good
I want to link up with Dolan and the Knicks.
Be great.
Yeah, that would be great for us, no doubt about it. We're gonna chat with DeAndre Baker from Georgia. Corner next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.